Arrive, hello, Bonnaroo! Alright. Is everybody gonna go crazy a little bit, huh? This is the first night of the festival, and there's no fucking excuse for you not to have energy and enthusiasm and love. So come on, you guys, you gotta really fucking scream. I'm gonna do something like, and then you're gonna scream it back at me. Are you ready? Sam, are you ready? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on!
She's high.
Come on, motherfuckers, come on, come on. Hope for funny. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. How is everybody doing? Like I said earlier, it's the first official fucking night of the festival. You guys should be... Listen, you're going to be up all night tonight. I know this night for sure you'll be up all fucking night. So we are just the beginning of... It's Saturday, I guess. I mean, Saturday started just like fucking right, you know. And so this is the beginning of Saturday. I would suggest just stay up all Saturday, sleep a little bit on Sunday, mellow out a little bit then. But for tonight, I mean, Steven, I really thought we'd smell more pot at the beginning of our sets, you know? The reason is it's Steven's birthday. Yeah. And even though earlier there was a great sort of sloppy rendition of Happy Birthday. Can we get all of Bonnaroo to sing Happy Birthday to Stephen? Come on. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Even the bands on the other stage, just stop for just a minute, and we're gonna sing Happy Birthday to Stephen. All right.
Let me help you out. Wait, hold on.
Happy birthday to Happy birthday to you. Come on. Happy birthday, dear Stephen. Happy birthday to you. Wow, 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 wow. Yes! Thanks, everybody. How's everybody doing, huh? So remember, we're going to play through these songs of our own, these Flaming Lips songs, and then we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to do all of Dark Side of the Moon. So we're just getting started. So come on, motherfuckers, come on. This is our third time we are getting to play at Bonnaroo. Isn't it wonderful, Steven?
Fuck yeah.
This song is made infinitely better if you guys will try to, it's not quite sing along. I'm gonna say mostly an animal, but sometimes it's gonna be a thing. And you are gonna try your best to respond with what you think is the appropriate sound. And I will give you, you know, a moment. Some of them are more difficult than others, and on the difficult ones, I'll give you a moment, and we'll all sort of struggle through it together, okay? Cliff is gonna help you if you're confused at all. He knows the song probably better than some of you, and he will help you. Do not smell very much marijuana being smoked. That's all right, that's all right. You're gonna sing on this one, then the next one you can. She said I can be a frog. She said I can be a lion, I can be a Gila monster, I can be a warrior Indian, I can be a helicopter. That's the helicopter sound. That's tough at your mind. Sorry.
She wants
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you. Some of them are very tough to get spontaneously like that. I don't know what the fucking finish sounds like. I don't know. All right, come on. You got to sing along with Yoshimi Battles of Pink Robots. Go on, you guys. Come on. Come on. You guys back there by the trees. Come on. You got to sing along, all right?
She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. Cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat those evil machines.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. That is a beautiful thing there, all right? I'm going to keep it, okay? Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. A lot of times we sing songs about a very optimistic way that life can be lived. It's best to be optimistic sometimes in this brutal world. But there are some times when I don't know if optimism really works. Sometimes it's just better to fucking fight back with all that you fucking have, okay? Some motherfuckers really deserve it. And this song, I still believe this song is an optimistic song in the end, because it says, like the sun that comes up every day, just keep fucking trying again, just try again. This is See the Leaves. Without love, couple more songs like this, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to do Dark Fucking Side of the Moon. So come on, come on, get ready. Come on, come on. I believe Wayne's gonna play some gong on this one. This is for my friend Rick Gershaw. This is Pompeii on Gotterdammerung.
Oh,
All right. All right, thanks everybody. Thanks everybody, thank you. All right, we are gonna do a couple more songs and we're gonna take a break. And we're gonna do the Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon set. We're gonna bring out Scarlet and White Dwarf. First we're gonna do this sad funeral song. We vowed that we would do this song every night. I have to tell you, it's a beautiful melody, but it's really kind of a bummer to have to play it every night. We vowed that we would play it until this war that was started by George Bush, seems like 20 years ago now, kind of has come to an end. I don't know if this one will ever come to an end or if five more are going to start in between, but I do know if we believe in peace, and we really fucking mean it, if we live like we believe in peace and we act as if we believe in peace, maybe this will be the generation. Maybe you motherfuckers will be the generation that doesn't just say it and it's not just a slogan, that it can be made real. And I think at the moment, all that we can do, all I'll ask you to do is put your hand in the peace sign as intensely as you can, and let's hope that some kind of fucking psychic energy shoots out of the tip of our fingertips and goes up into the cosmos and goes over to the Middle East where it's needed the most. We don't really need it here at Bonnaroo. This is the fucking most peaceful bunch of people in the whole world. But they need it somewhere else, so let's fucking shoot it to them, all right? Thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me just say we, as the Flaming Lips, get to play to the greatest fucking audience any band will ever play for, ever. And I know at Bonnaroo, every band will probably believe that and say that. And it will almost be true, but it is mostly true when the Flaming Lips play. And here's why. Because Even before we started, there was a couple thousand people out here just simply playing with some fucking balloons. And making that already a great fucking time. That's a fucking cool audience. And I asked you to sing along and make animal noises, and instead of standing there being cool, you guys try your best. I don't even know what some of those sounds are, and you try your best and you make the whole thing seem better than just me singing, the whole thing comes alive. That's you guys doing that. That's why the Flaming Lips audience. But here's the real reason. Here's the best fucking reason, and this is why it's the best reason every night when this happens. You guys give your energy, you give your enthusiasm, but mostly you give your love. And that is the fucking thing. It's not to get love. Everybody will walk around sometimes thinking, I want to be love. But it's giving that love. When you give that love, everybody around you gets it. And everybody gets it in return. You give it by giving it. You get it by giving it to us as best as we can. We're able to give it back to you, and you give it back to us. And that's why this thing is... it's not just a show, it's us standing here really believing in one another. And we're gonna sing Do You Realize, and then we'll take a break. And we love you guys, we really do love you guys. Thank you for having us back at Bonnaroo. We love you, thank you.
One, two, three, four.
Come on, come on.
And instead of saying all of your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to make the good things last. You realize the sun can go down. That's just an illusion caused by the world spinning round.
Do you realize? How you doing? Yes.
Hickey.
All right, come on. We'll see you in about 10 minutes. Come on, come on. Thank you. All right, come on, Ballroom, come on. All right, come on, Ballroom, what time is it? Come on, what time is it? I'm proposing that at this time, a year from now, that everybody here has made it so that marijuana is legal in America, okay? That's what fucking time it is. That's what time everybody has talked about it, everybody's dreamed about it. I'd say if we really mean it, we are gonna come back here a year from now and marijuana is gonna be made legal in America because we've all made it possible. That's what fucking time it is. The alarm is going off now. Going off already. We're going to inhale. Everybody inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bonnaroo. These balloons have real fucking money in them. So I'm throwing some of these out, so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Change. You rearrange me till I'm the same.